from being bedridden for 12 years to taking on the Stairway to Heaven walk in County Fermanagh, Fermanagh woman Shelley Cowan's recovery from chronic fatigue syndrome is remarkable, as you're about to hear. And she joins me on the line. Shelley, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm the best. I'm the best.
That's
good. Lovely day.
Okay, let's go back to the start of your story. And
okay,
when did you initially start to feel unwell?
It was aged around 15, and that would have been the start of it, really.
And the start of what we can best describe as chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, well, myalgic encephalomyelitis, it was severe myalgic encephalomyelitis, was diagnosed about 18 months after the initial onset of the illness.
So
it
tell
took
me
a long
how
time to be diagnosed.
Okay, so tell me how, as a young woman, chronic fatigue syndrome affected you. How debilitating was it for you?
I initially got the symptoms around the 6th of February, 98. And by the time of Pancake Tuesday, I wasn't able to lift a lemon. Then over an 18-month period, I went downhill. And then by the time I was 16 and a half, I was bedbound and tube-fed, not able to move any muscles. And it was very it just took away my life, really.
Wow. And this, had you been a fit and healthy girl up to that point?
I was fit and I was healthy, but I was a big girl with hormonal change and everything. I was a big girl when I was a teenager, and I had had whooping cough, and I was always getting infections or any viruses, and I was always very prone to getting things like that. But apart from that, I was just like any other teenager.
So from that point then, you required 24-hour care. Your mum had to retire to look after you, and you were literally confined to bed.
Yeah, confined to bed for 12 years, yeah. And my mum and my dad was a building contractor, and he extended our walls, and mum retired, and the two of them, between, there was a team of local women and my mum, and they looked after me.
And what was your life like for those 12 years?
It was really non-existent, to be honest. I was just lying in a bed in a darkened room. I was tube fed. I couldn't move. I was very sore. I couldn't have noise. I couldn't even have my hair washed for 10 years because I was so sore. It was basically just barely living, and that was, to be honest.
So eventually a time came where you started to improve. Tell me about that whole process.
Well, it took years and years. My mum would have, because my body contracted, all my fingers contracted and my feet contracted. So my mum worked on, Mum Ivy worked on my fingers just by putting cotton buds in between fingers, and eventually just, you know, kind of trying to ease out my fingers. And then just as your body naturally, I just felt my body was just trying to naturally heal itself. And it was a matter of, in the hospital bed, just going with one notch of the remote control up just to lift my head. But my blood pressure wasn't taken to it or anything, so that had to be a very gradual process. And then eventually on my 28th birthday, I was hoist lifted for the first time into a chair for 5 minutes. So that was a very emotional day.
And that was the beginning?
That was the beginning, yeah. That was the beginning. It was a long, long process to even get to that stage. So because my body couldn't cope with even being in the sitting position, it was 5 minutes and then back to bed. And then I was hoist lifted again. So you did that for about a week and then did it a bit longer for a few weeks. And then I was able to sit up for a bit longer.
Amazing. So from kind of 2019 on, and this, as we said, is after a long, long time, many, many years being confined to bed.
Then I was 10 years in a wheelchair. So I was 12 years bedbound and 10 years in a wheelchair then.
And then from 2019, your recovery really started to take off. And you created Just Us. Tell me about Just Us.
Just Us is just a passion of mine. Once I was able to be out in a wheelchair and the girls were taking me out and I was going to pubs and clubs and starting to get a bit of my life back again, I realised that there was a big lack of facilities and venues that were for pubs and clubs that were suitable for anybody with a wheelchair or any disability, really. So Just Us, I set it up to provide a safe, inclusive and accessible environment so that people, adults with disabilities, no matter what disability they have, could have a safe, inclusive and accessible environment to enjoy entertainment, just to enjoy themselves, and to provide a fun and regular social life for everyone.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So let me, and unfortunately I'm a bit tight on time, and I hate I hate rushing a conversation like this, but let me, so during the COVID years, during the lockdowns, your local community did a fundraiser for you to get an electronic standing frame, which allowed you to sit up and stand up and lie down and all of that. And during that whole lockdown period, you really started to improve.
Yes, I am forever grateful to the local community. They raised £6,000 for me. And they called me the Bionic Woman because I basically was in a metal and hooked in everywhere. And I was told to do it for 20 minutes a day, but I was too stubborn. I did it for 6 hours. So my family and my carers were putting me on into the machine and the remote control, sit, lie. Again, the circulation and the blood pressure was taking a wee turn for the worst. But we knew by the symptom, or you know, the different side effects that was happening, of how when I could push the thing. So, so during COVID, when everybody was in lockdown, that's when my illness really, really started to ease up, and I was starting to get more independent there.
And since the pandemic ended, not only are you able to walk again, which is
walk again with support.
No, but still walk again.
Yeah.
You are taking on a challenge, and just very quickly, if you can, tell me about the challenge Stairway to Heaven. I looked at the Stairway to Heaven walk on a YouTube video earlier on. I've never actually done it, and I would struggle to do it. Tell me about that challenge.
It's going to happen on April Fool's. I'm probably a fool for taking it on. But it's for my own challenge of my own ability to try it. But I'm going to do a fundraiser for Just Us. And basically, it's a challenge called the Stairway to Heaven. And it's the local mountain in Fermanagh. And I haven't, you've done more than what I've done. I haven't even listened to how high it is, how many steps it is.
Okay. Well, then, there are a few YouTube videos I was looking at earlier on. Have a look. It really is a challenge. I have the utmost admiration for you giving it a go.
So I have a team of people who are going to be there to support me. So I'll be on somebody's shoulder the whole way, and they'll help me walk. And once I get to the stairs, they will have to physically lift my leg to allow me to get up the steps. And I just feel it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to be very emotional once I know I'm going to do it. Should it take me 10 hours?
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. Well, I am going to follow you. I look forward to seeing photographs of you up the very top after doing that challenge. It's amazing. And I'm really sorry, Shelley, to have to rush you, but I really appreciate you talking to us. Your story is really inspiring, I have to say, and I really wish you nothing but the best, and fingers crossed that that challenge goes well for you on the 1st of April.
Thank you. Can I just thank everyone for their donations, their support and encouragement, not only for getting me as far as I am today, but for taking on this challenge. And thank you actually for promoting this for me as well.
No problem at all. Shelley, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. That is Shelley Cowan on her journey and her recovery from chronic fatigue syndrome. You're listening to Lunchtime Live.